This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, listeners, I've made my way to the ruined Chicago Theater District to find a familiar figure standing at the center of it all.
Oh, don't come too close. I'm dangerous, symbolically.
Trisha, what happened? When I last saw you, you were preparing to introduce real objects to improv.
And I did. I was in the middle of this teaching transaction scene in a shoe store, which was killing, and I knew it at the time. So I ran off stage, and I came back with an actual box of shoes, and pure chaos descended.
They had moved on to Freestag?
No. Worse. It was like all the rules had disappeared. When people realized improv scenes could have props, they went berserk. The audience was on stage. No one was editing. And then it spread to other theaters. Steppenwolf, The Goodman.
Both of which already use props.
It didn't matter. That's how in sync with cultural phenomena those places are.
They were so relevant, it killed them.
So I have no choice but to rebuild Chicago theater from the ground up. What do you call a clone following in the footsteps of John Malkovich?
Gary Sinise, Trisha, I know this is a vulnerable time for you.
Rock bottom. I can't believe I destroyed Chicago theater.
Well, better to have your theater be consumed by chaos than just lock the doors and keep everyone summer intensive tuition rather than confront your own problematic past. Would you look at that? There's our broadcast.
That's still going on?
Kind of. They're all in different places. It's a whole thing. I give it another week or two. But see for yourself, listener. Sit back and enjoy the show.
I should really be recording this. Oh, thank you, Talbot. That is very proactive of you, and I've got to say, it is nice to have someone that has the podcast in mind for me. All right. Okay. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnold Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 5+ years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. And I wasn't going to be recording right now, but I have stumbled across a giant, ominous castle, and there's a sign in front of it, and I can read, and I think it says Castle Skullmaster. Oh, I gotta call up my co-hosts. Let me quickly... Oh, thank you, Talbot. Yeah, you just gotta finger the rune. My other co-host, Flex Mulligan.
Bing bong. You know,
hey, buddy.
I would go by Chuntworth or Flex Mulligan or Chun, whatever. You know, I'm open to anything.
Oh, that's right. Because we were going to change our, like, I decided to change my name to Arnold. Uh-huh. And you've had a lot of names recently. Do you want Chuntworth, Chunt, Flex Mulligan?
All three, baby.
And also, thank you for rolling with this because I called you out of the blue. And I love that I called you, you picked up immediately, and you immediately were like, let's get into my names.
Can I ask, you keep using that term, that Earth term, out of the blue. What does that mean when something is out of the blue?
I gotta say, it's an expression I kind of take for granted, but I think it means it's as if it's just dropped out of the sky, like out of the blue, like you weren't expecting it, like an airplane that just fell from the sky.
Okay, I thought it was like a poor painter's term or something.
It could be, like...
like, hey, I'm trying to paint the ocean, but I'm out of the blue.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Yeah. Or out of my blue period. Like, if I
were... blue period. Go see a doctor. Well, I guess royalty. You could be royalty.
Oh, and Talbot, thank you. You picked exactly the right moment to start fingering that rune again to call up my other co-host. Speaking of out of the blue, it's Usidore the Blue.
Hello, this is Usidore. You've reached me at an inopportune time, and I'm not able to come to the room.
Oh, shit. I mean, we know... where can he be? You know he's there. Everyone is trapped where they are. Like, he's not there.
How weird that there wasn't a beep. That's really fucked me up.
How long
until that beep?
Are we supposed to be talking now? Or
I didn't even say leave a
more?
Message. Do we have an opportunity to leave a message? This is so weird.
And that's the thing. Like, if we're fucking this up right now, like, can we go back? Will we get a magical opportunity to listen back and be like, no, another take? Or are we stuck with this?
Beep.
Oh, God.
Oh, there it was.
Is the sound you will hear when it's time for you to leave a message.
Oh, okay. I was going to say it wasn't even a beep. It was him saying the word beep.
Oh, God. I'm going to start spiraling like Jon Favreau in Swingers, which is a movie from my world I've explained to you repeatedly.
Oh, and you said your parents were swingers?
I told you that in confidence.
Wait. Oh my goddesses. Arnie, hold up your rune.
Okay.
Now turn it around.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck? What's a cast play?
What
is a cast play?
I really buried the lead, and I don't know what that means, but there is a giant castle. I found a castle, and I think... and can you back me up at this? Because, again, you know, I can read, but I think the sign says Castle Skullmaster.
Oh, Castle Skullmaster?
What? Whoa. What a weird thing for his outgoing message to say.
Is a place I would like to visit someday. Please leave a message after the tone.
The tone? What happened to the beep?
Fuck.
Yeah, what does bury the lead mean? I mean, I've buried lead before.
You know, I think what it means is you take the lead actor in something, you kill them, and you bury them.
Oh, and you said that's what Christopher Walken did?
These are all things I've said.
And you said that I'm like a more horny Bugs Bunny?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I say that like every time I see you. Honestly, that's the thing. I was meaning to ask you, would you prefer I called you Flex Mulligan, Chuntworth, or more horny Bugs Bunny? Because it rolls off the tongue, which is another thing I've been saying about you.
If you shorten it to MHBB.
MHBB?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Fuck, do I have to explain this to you? M stands for more, H is for horny, B is for bugs, the second B is for bunny. Does that make sense?
I can't believe we're leaving all of this message on Usidore.
Wait, was that a tone? I mean, it was like a room tone, but is that the tone that we're supposed to be waiting for? Fuck, I think we... oh, no. We should hang up and call back.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Hello?
What?
Is a terrific way to start a message right after this sound.
First it was a beep, then it was a tone, now it's a sound.
How is this episode somehow more confusing without Usidore here?
This is what I get for not recording at our regular time.
And it's also weird that he answered his rune by just saying, hey, this is Usidore, and not his full name. I mean, that's unprecedented.
Talbot, it seems frustrated, and he's just started charging towards the castle. So, you know what? I guess I've said this many times before. Fuck Usidore, and he'll catch up if he ever does.
Okay.
All right. Chunt, have you had experience with giant fortresses? Like, do you just knock on the front door?
Ooh, is the door open? Or is there a giant, is there a moat? Ooh, yeah, is there a moat?
There is a moat, but there's
Ooh,
this
hop
drawbridge.
On one of the sharks.
Hop on one of the sharks?
Yeah.
Well, there's a drawbridge, and it's down. I'm not going to just hop in on top of a shark.
I know what you do. You take the drawing of the bridge, then you crumple it up, and you throw it at the door.
You, like I say, you're like a more horny Bugs Bunny. You know what? I'm just going to knock.
I just found this carrot on the beach.
I'm going to knock. I'm going to grab one of these knockers, and I'm just going to, like, knock on the front door.
What's up, knock?
I'm glad that's the wordplay you chose after I said I was going to grab one of these knockers.
Oh, I wasn't going to touch that.
I guess. Oh, Arnie, I think I know what to do. Instead of just grabbing the knocker, bang it against the door.
Oh, I was just holding it here. Is that how these work? Okay. That's a very satisfying sound, I've got to say. I got to get me one of these knockers. And a door. You know what? I think it's unlocked. I'm going in.
Wait. Oh, is someone there?
Hello? Hello?
I have a feeling like someone is at the front door. I just have this feeling. Hello?
Excuse me. I was just in the neighborhood.
Wait, hang on. I got to put my dressing gown on. My dressing gown is off and I got to put it on because then I can get dressed.
Wow, Sean, that voice sounds very familiar.
Hold on, I'm so sorry to keep you waiting. I have my dressing gown on, so now I need to take it off so that I can get dressed.
It's very rude to get dressed before putting on a dressing gown.
Which is what may be holding
me up from answering this rune call.
Okay, now I'm dressed, but I got to slip into something more comfortable because I have a sense that friends are here. Is my sense correct? Have I sensed friends?
I'm a very friendly sort. I'm Arnold Niekamp. I'm from another world.
Say you brought something. Say you brought baked goods.
I didn't, though. I don't
want to. But just lie.
I brought delicious baked goods, and you can kill me if that's not the truth.
Why, you idiot.
Why, bangers and mash. It is me old friend Arnie. And what's that? Who's that on your little rune device there? Is that Chunt?
Yeah, it's me.
And who's that still image there? Is that Usador the Blue? Did he not come to the rune?
We're not sure.
It's me, Usador, still waiting for the message to begin.
Oh, okay. He's got one of them funny answering messages, I see.
Yeah.
You guys, it's your old pal Activia. Don't you recognize me? I know I've changed clothes 3 times, but that shouldn't make any difference.
Activia Barleyfoot, I'm so sorry I didn't recognize you at first, because usually you're, like, yelling at us and very angry and, like, driving us away from wherever we are.
And they got highlights, so that's another difference. Those are differences you've listed then. You know, speaking of me past, I do want to apologize. I feel like the last time we saw each other, I was a bit harsh. I was a bit, you know, rude. I wasn't totally centered in myself yet. I still had some soul searching to do. I hadn't really aligned me chakras. I hadn't really gotten my, you know, my fooning together. So I've really checked in with my own personal resonance since then. I've tapped into my feminine power. And you're on my list of people to really say, hey, I have an apology for you.
Oh.
So thank you for showing up here. You saved me a trip. So to you both and to you, Usador, when you check this message eventually, I'd like to say I'm sorry.
Inner peace is a gift you can give yourself.
Well, thank you. This is beautiful. I feel better already, man. I've really been thinking about this. I've been journaling about you three. And here you are. You show up at the place where I'm squatting for a bit. And it's all legal. It's all on the up and up, of course. Skullmaster himself, he invited me over. We met and he said, hey, you seem like a nice person. So I've been house sitting here. What's bringing you to the area? Have a seat on this chaise lounge.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I'll have a seat. I've never seen a giant couch made of what appears to be skulls and human flesh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's authentic. It was handmade.
But I gotta say, it is comfortable. It is a lot more comfortable than it looks. Because it looks like it would hurt, but it feels good.
Well, it hurt somebody, just you happen to not be it, you know? Lucky you, when you're sitting on the chaise lounge and you're not the chaise lounge, is what we say, you know?
Oh, sure. Can I say, like, you know Skullmaster? The villain so evil that every time someone says his name, thunder crashes?
Oh, yeah. Thunder crashes, lightning crashes, an old mother cries. So much happens every time you say his name. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have a softer inner heart. He has a soft side. He really does.
Oh, Is he? You said your house sitting for him?
Oh yeah. So, Skullmaster and I met at an ogre retreat, and we really bonded over our shared love of ogres and ogre practice. So he said, you know, I'm gonna piss off. I'm gonna go to Bali for a bit, really get my head right, get myself realigned and recentered. Would you mind watching my super creepy, very scary, murderous castle? And I said, you got the right bird for the job, eh?
Oh, if it's a murderer's castle, be careful, because I've run into a few of those, and, ooh, I know people who did not make it out.
Yeah, this place can be dangerous. But, you know, I find if you just really come from a place of, like, truthfulness, the castle can sense that. So, like, Arnie, you've always been a truthful person, so castle will not murder you, right? Oh. You've never told me a lie or told anybody an untruth ever in your time here in Foon, right?
Arnie, quick, bake some goods.
Shit. Do you have a kitchen nearby?
I did, but birds carried it away.
I love birds.
Is that Usidor? Usidor.
Leave a message after the toad.
Arnie, we can do this on episodes? I would have been doing this the whole fucking time.
God. Guys, I've just got to say, and I know this isn't the time we normally record, we can't all start phoning it in more than we already do.
I just hope he gets paid less now. Octavia, I do have to say, one, it's wonderful to see you, and two, it's wonderful to see you in this sort of state. I mean, your shoulders used to always be up at your ears with tension and stress, but now they're way down at your ribs.
Yeah, my shoulders did descend to my ribs, and it is a dangerous problem for me medically, but what it does mean is what you're alluding to, my dear friend Chunt, is that I'm a more relaxed, centered being. And really, I have you three to thank for it.
Oh, wow. I had no idea that we had any effect on you, but we appreciate your apology, which isn't really necessary. And we also apologize to you if we threw any logs on the fire of your stress or anxiety.
Yeah, I mean, you did stress me out a little bit because you were so stupid and incompetent and whatnot, and I was pretty sure you were going to run my tavern into the ground. Okay. But, I mean, no, we know. You're all idiots, but it's kind of charming and people are into it, so it stressed me out, but that's just because I'm, like, a competent businesswoman and, you know, three blokes just mucking about kind of messes with my whole groove, and that definitely put years on my face and took them off the end of my life. But now I'm so much more relaxed and I can see you for just the charming, fun, weird, inconsequential creatures that you are.
Oh.
So, thank you.
There are parts of that I want to quibble with, but I'll set them aside, I think.
Usidor is not inconsequential. He shall have a great impact upon this world. Leave a message after Toad.
Well, he's back to Toad. Is he cycling back around?
I feel like he's used to people who don't understand how messages work, and so he really has to reinforce what you need to do after the Toad.
Well, this is better. One time I tried calling him on the rune, he just started going, you gotta wait for the beep. You gotta leave your name. You gotta leave your number. Wait for the beep. Nobody's home. It went on for a long time.
That sounds kind of cute, though. I might like to hear that.
So, Octavia, when you were doing some soul searching, and I presume some soul coughing if your soul got gunked up at all, what did you find internally that put you so at ease?
Well, I guess it was when I was at the ogre retreat, and I was learning from the ogres. Have you ever been? Have you ever practiced ogre?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were saying yoga retreat. You're saying...
What is yoga?
Oh, boy. What isn't yoga? Actually, I don't really know. I couldn't explain. It's a thing on Earth. It's like an exercise, but it's slow, but it's harder than you think.
Oh, no, that sounds awful. No, who wants to exercise but slow? No. You know what an ogre is. We have them here in Foon, right? Mm-hmm. You've seen or met an ogre, right?
Oh, yeah. Too many.
And name, like, one or two or even three massive traits of an ogre. What would you say is their, like, main thing?
Scary?
One.
Uh-huh. Ogres are very tall.
Two.
It's like he can hear us. It is like he can hear us. I see that now, yeah. So tall, scary, and what's the third thing? The most famous thing about ogres?
They eat people? Is that it?
They eat people, exactly.
Nice.
Tall, scary, they eat people. So when you go on an ogre retreat, You are either learning how to do all those things or how to do the opposite of those things. Now, if you remember me, you remember my shoulders were up in a more anatomically correct position. Uh-huh. You remember me, I was 8 feet tall. You remember me, I definitely ate people, even if I didn't tell you about it. Just know that that's in my backstory.
Oh, yeah, that I did not know.
Just know that. So I went there to learn how to be the opposite of an ogre. And what they did, they made me small, they made me less scary, and they made me only eat greens, just veg, no meat.
Oh, I was thinking, what's the opposite of eating people? And I thought maybe throwing up people? But I guess what you said makes more sense.
There are some people who take that away, and, you know, we do try to get them help. You know, ogre eating disorders are real, and you got to help those people, for sure.
And this is, I've heard of this, the retreat, it's Ogre the River and Through the Woods?
That's one of them. Yeah, that's the branded one, you know, but that's quite expensive. So I went with a teacher of that one.
Okay.
They were a student of that Grandmaster Ogre, and so we kind of did the off-brand one, but, you know, who's counting?
Is this that one of that rare, very attractive ogre, hot ogre?
Oh, yeah, okay, so hot ogre was popular for a minute, but then there was some iffy, you know, some iffy, some putting some fingers where they shouldn't have been type stuff going on, so we don't subscribe to that one anymore, even though the teachings are solid, but, you know, the teacher, a bit of a scandal there, we don't support that. You guys into crystals?
Ooh, yeah.
You familiar with a crystal? That's where you pay a guy named Chris, and he gives you powers.
Well, oh, I'm sorry.
Pay him a toll.
I paid a guy named Chris if he stole my cart and my horse. Because I unfortunately put my cart in front of my horse. I don't know what I was thinking, and he was able to run off with both. So Chris stole my cart and horse.
Yeah, that's too bad. Well, in my teachings, I pay a man named Chris. He gives me superpowers. This crystal here is for quartz. Of milk. I'll just drink milk all day.
I'm so sorry. I should have introduced myself. Hello. I guess your name is Chris. Hi. I am so sorry. I'm being very rude. And also, and I'm so sorry. Talbot's here too, and I've been ignoring him the whole time. And also, I realized Mundo the Grundle. I feel bad. I haven't talked to you in like a whole fucking year.
And unfortunately, Yusor's not here. I mean, 40 more fucking minutes, and hopefully that's still not going. But Arnie, hey, somebody's got quarts of milk, so here's what you do. All you're missing is eggs and chocolate and flour.
Oh, that's
get
right.
Get some milk.
And I can find eat those things because
them. No. Get some milk, then find some eggs, chocolate, and flour, and then you can bake some brownies. And then you're not a liar and the house won't kill you.
I don't mean to be accusatory or anything, because that's very much not my thing anymore, but, like, my inner chakra is telling me that you guys are whispering about something deceitful. Is that what's happening? Is my chakra correct here?
Before I answer that, I have to ask, what's a chakra?
What is it, some kind of chakra con? Acting like you don't know what it is?
Yeah, are you conning
her on the chakra? You guys, I used to hate myself, and now I love myself. So I hope you all do too, because I love the three of you.
No,
we
do love you. We love you, Actelia.
Oh, good. All right. I really need your approval, because you mean a lot to me. Are we still leaving a message?
Hey, Usador, this is Chuntworth, a.k.a. Chunt, a.k.a. Flex Mulligan. I hope you're done with this fucking bit soon, and we hope to talk to you soon. Bye. Love you.
Sorry, I just heard the message and I picked up.
Oh, Usador.
Usador?
Yes.
Hold on. He's gonna say what I would say if I was home right now.
Yeah.
Why are you calling me at this strange time?
Talbot, hang up on him.
Talbot, don't! I want to hear from him. Usador, it's Activia. You may remember me as a big, scary marauder who was going to slit your throat if you messed up my tavern. But now I'm nice, and I went to a networking event.
Oh, well, good for you. That's very exciting. What a wonderful opportunity for you to grow your network and learn more about yourself.
That's so weird. We hung up the rune on Usador, but he's still able to come through. That's magic, baby.
Aye, for I am the most magical wizard that has ever existed, and I can have two rune lines open at the same time.
Wow.
That is really strong powers. I only get one. My rune connection gets really shaky. I think it's this castle. Like, it blocks the signal or something. I need a wizard to come and look at it, actually. So if you're ever in the neighborhood...
Are you in Skullmaster's castle?
Oh, you know it. You recognize the human couch.
That the one I'm sitting on right now?
Yes, Skullmaster, the sworn enemy of Strong Guy.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, I've been kind of out of it. I've been, you know, just really focusing on me, so I don't know how the goings on. What's been goings on now that we speak of it?
Activia, you don't know about the fragmenting?
The what now? Is this why I don't see anybody popping about to the shops?
Well, there's been some kind of magical event where everyone in Foon is trapped in sort of small areas of land, and there's like almost invisible barriers trapping everyone. Now, I've got an obsidian sword through me, and I've been able to cut through some of them, and that's how I got here to Castle Skullmaster. Did that make sense?
It did make sense. You mentioned that sword, and did you like how polite I was being in not mentioning that hideous thing through your body?
I noticed, and that was very kind of you. Very egregious. Wait, no, very courteous.
No, gracious? Which word
gracious.
Did you want?
Very okay. Egracious.
Very egracious, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going for, is trying to... You know, like I said, I'm working on myself. I'm a work in progress. Yeah.
Activia, I do have to ask, it's so wonderful that you're turning over a new leaf. It's so wonderful that your shoulders are no longer up by your ears. Everything you said is fantastic. I do have to ask, and I hate to harp on it, were you in the castle when the birds flew off with the kitchen? And if so, tell us the story.
I'm so glad you went back to that. I'm so glad, because we can't move on until we know, can we? Yeah, I was here. It was at first terrifying and then gratifying. And then I took notes because I was like, those birds know a thing or two about lifting off with the kitchen. Yeah. And I wonder what they're making is what I want to know. Like, what are they cooking?
Well, birds are very resourceful and they could be making all sorts of things. They might be baking a nest that will be more structurally sound than the normal nest they would put together. Or perhaps they're just baking little treats to give to little children. Or perhaps they're making the most evil risotto e'er to be created. And with that risotto, they shall poison all of the evildoers of Foon. But do two wrongs make a right? I don't know.
# evil risotto. Do your thing, Twitter.
They could be making a pie.
Yeah, if it's a bunch of blackbirds, I suppose they could be baking themselves into a pie. Yeah, sure.
That tracks, yeah. I'll bet that's what they're doing. I'd like, you know, well, once this fragmenting thing is over, you guys are talking about, maybe we can go pop by that restaurant, that bird restaurant that they undoubtedly have opened now, I assume.
Oh, I did see a sign for Eat Crow.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that because I haven't left the castle, but I trust you.
Oh, interesting. Why haven't you left do you find, like, the castle gives you the energy to be calm and be sort of focused?
Yes.
Wow,
what a common focused answer.
You keep seeing signs for Eat Crow, but I keep getting little ads on my rune for Red Robin.
Oh, yeah. Yum.
Oh, okay. I have seen that. They do delivery, right, where birds actually bring that food back to you. So that's different than them carrying off with the kitchen.
Oh, yes. They're very good delivery sorts. They're capable of bringing it to you so quickly and so effectively, and your food is still perfectly warm. Oh, how I adore birds. Please leave a message after the tone.
Wait, that was a... That was a message?
Fuck this. Were we talking to that message like a bunch of idiots?
This whole time, I feel so stupid when I do that.
There's no reason to feel stupid, Activia. It's just that I happen to look into the future when I was recording this message, and I'm having a conversation with you now that also happens to be the message on my machine.
I have to imagine there were 6 or 7 people that called Isidore and were just so fucking confused at how specific this was and did not tailor to what they were wanting to say.
Yep.
But also, it's impressive, but you would also imagine he could have done better.
Yeah, he could have really turned this conversation into something. I feel like we've all been kind of circling the drain for a minute or two, you know? He could have really had the power to shake this thing.
Missed opportunity. Well, speaking of missed opportunities, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more Hello from the Magic Tavi.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Well, I'm sorry I wasn't available immediately. It's just that I thought that this isn't usually the time that we record, so I was thrown off.
Usador, I came upon Castle Skullmaster.
Oh, right. I remember looking into the future and knowing that you did that when I was leaving my machine message.
Machine message?
Yes, I built a message into a machine. An automaton that... Whene'er someone doth call my rune, this unholy monstrosity doth come to life. I, with steam belching from every orifice, a horrific hell beast that doth... read back the things that I said to it.
That's funny because I put a message in a bottle.
Yo. Why am I still talking to this recording? Talbot, hang up. Hang up.
No.
I bet he has another one going. I bet even though you hung up, I bet there's another one. He's got a backup somewhere.
Arnie, ask her about eggs, flour, and chocolate. So, eggs, flour, and chocolate.
Be
Activia.
Subtle.
What are those things?
I love that band. I love them. I know they're kind of niche and obscure, but like the fact that you just brought them up, that makes me even more sure that you are one of my closest friends. I had that feeling. And now that you're talking about egg flour and chocolate, I mean, we're conjoined, man. Conjoined at the break.
Oh, well, I mean, that means a lot. I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, truly, how many friends have you made since you've been in Foon? I mean, I know you've got these two, but how many, like, true friends have you made? What's the size of your network, you know?
Oh, well, Arnie, I think I know what's going on. She's not being nice. She's being passive aggressive. She knows you don't have any fucking friends. Well, that's not true. I mean, we've done over 200 episodes, so I probably got, like, 200 friends, right?
So you think everyone who guested on your podcast is a friend?
Okay, fair point. The one that stabbed me with the obsidian sword, not my friend. So,
okay,
199?
199, okay. And so you would have counted me a friend from before, and also... I did 2 episodes, so are you counting me twice?
Yeah, and there's some episodes where we don't have guests.
Oh, shit.
We're painting Arnie into a corner to do math.
Well, look, I know. Okay, fair. Maybe I'm acquaintances are more than friends, but you know what?
Yes, but if someone's just an acquaintance or a well-wisher, are they really a friend?
Well, see, and that's what gets to the heart of it, and that's why I'm glad you guys are here, you know? So when we talk about friends versus acquaintances versus colleagues versus, you know, people that you are cosmically linked to, like I feel I am with Arnie, those are different rungs of your network. And depending on which rung you're actively moving between, that's where all of your business comes from. That's where all of your social interaction comes from. You know, it's really very simple. I have a few charts on it if you guys want to, I don't know, sit around cross-legged and... have a glass of wine or something and just, I don't know, talk about connectivity.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds great. All those buzzwords you mentioned sound really cool, and a lot of those sayings sound real powerful from the yoga retreat, but it just sounds like, how to put this delicately, it sounds like you've been brainwashed.
Well, who wants a dirty brain?
Touché.
That's a very good point. Very curious to learn more about this network of people that you're speaking of, Activia, because I believe that only by working together as a fellowship of adventurers and fighters and lovers will we ever overcome the forces of evil.
That's very true. Can I take that quote and put it on my LinkedIn?
Oh, yes, please.
Are you guys on LinkedIn?
What is that?
It's a really noisy place full of chains. It's just all these links making a din.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't like that one. No one liked that one.
When you shake the chains, whoever is holding the other end of the chain is like, oh, I guess someone's shaking my chain. I guess I should see what's going on at LinkedIn.
You should.
It's a good way to get people's attention. That's right.
My mother always said, never shake chains. She would say, tusk, tusk, don't shake a chain. What else?
I feel like I keep hearing the shaking from the LinkedIn chains, and I'm always like, oh, shit, that's right. I gotta remember how to unlock these chains.
Oh, right, because you want to, like, cancel it or something, and you kind of forgot that you had them.
Yeah, or, like, make it stop making so much noise, but I'm like, how do I unlock these chains? I forgot. I did it once. I locked the chains.
Well, there's different settings so that you can have it make less noise or only make, you know, targeted noise that's, like, relevant to you and your business.
I like to put little tchotchkes on my chains that explain all of my abilities, and I have a nearly endless supply of abilities as a great wizard capable of many incredible feats.
Why do we record all this shit? What?
I don't know about you, but I'm kind of enjoying the recording. Like, you know, I like that he knows where we're going, so he knows what we're going to talk about. It's very comforting.
Well, yes, I always want to be a comfort to my friends. It's always a pleasure to give some succor to those who need a place to perhaps lay their head, cry upon a friendly shoulder, or just share stories and feel more at peace with the rest of all of creation. And I shall be that rock in your time of need.
Speaking of rock, when I mentioned my mom used to say tusk, tusk, I think I misremembered. That might have been a rumors.
Hold on. Did we all pre-record this?
Leave a message after the beep. Oh, wait, no, I'm right here. I'm in front of you, so yeah. I can't be a message.
But I'm not, is what I would say if I was here right now. But God. I'm not.
Oh, wow, no.
He got us. Beep. He really did get us. Oh, God. Wow. So
damn
this
it.
Has all been several messages this whole time.
I'm so sorry, Activia. And, you know, you were saying that you wanted to apologize to us. I honestly, you don't need to apologize to us. Like, we're a bunch of idiots and, you know, I didn't even, you know, we haven't even talked about the horrible shit that happened to Hog's Face.
Wait, I mean, I noticed that, like, nobody seemed to be out walking about anymore, but, like, what really happened there?
Oh, you didn't hear about what happened to Hog's Face and what happened to your father's tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur?
You mean Thank Vermilion Minotaur is Foon? I trust you kept the name.
Yeah,
I trust.
That's right. I forgot about the rebranding.
Did it do even better in Q4, and did profits expand, and you opened several more locations? Is that what you're driving at?
Not quite. It turns out that all of Hog's Face was destroyed.
Gasp.
By a fiery rain of meteors, which I called down with my incredible powers. But we did it for a good cause, to confuse and upset evil. Not destroyed outright, but definitely to throw a wrench in their works. And
in our defense, it was a season finale.
Yes.
Okay.
Arnie's always talking about, you know, behind the scenes. He's like, we have to get some stakes into the show. And so I called down a rainy fire of meteors that destroyed the town of Hog's Face, but now they're rebuilding Hog's Face as Hog's Facer.
Oh, well, that sounds nice.
Yes.
Nature healing itself and whatnot. You know, this kind of reminds me, this isn't the first time the town's been destroyed. I mean, you old-timers must remember that. You know, this reminds me of Sweeps Week. Remember that?
Oh,
so it wasn't
yeah.
a season finale, but it was Sweeps Week when all those brooms came to life and just swept the shit out of the town until it fell down.
Swept it all away. Very sad day. I remember that.
Of course, there's also, now you're mentioning this, I'm recalling several times, there was March Madness, where that huge army marched into town and just flattened everything and everybody went crazy.
Yeah, they stomped it. They stomped it all right under their boots.
And then there was the new fall lineup where they took out all of the people in the autumn and they lined them up and they murdered them. It was terrible. It was awful.
And then we can't forget there was light-skinned Aunt Viv.
Yeah. Oh.
After all that, and there's no need to explain what that is. Yeah. Everybody who lives in Foon knows what that is.
What else? There's also Must See VD, which was. Everybody got a venereal disease that spread it all across their body, so they could not see it. A lot of people.
Spread visually, is what I understand.
So many orphans.
Yes, this town has had a run of bad luck, you know. But personally, I believe that luck is what you make it. Like, I make my luck. I also make my own opportunities. I make my own visibility, make my own actualities and whatnot. So I'm harvesting and manifesting everything I need to see in the world. And you all being here with me in this castle on that human skull chair is all part of it. So thank you. Deeply thank you.
Oh, you know, Activia, I do appreciate this new positive attitude you have. It seems like it's really turned your life around. Like, what kind of positive things has it actually done for you?
Cleared up me skin, first and foremost.
Yeah, I can see your veins.
Yeah, no, it's clear. The skin is now clear. So thank you for not finding it gruesome. I think it's quite lovely. You know, it got my finances in order. It didn't make me more wealthy, but what it did was it allowed me to look at my finances and say, oh, there are none, which is something I wasn't able to do before. So broke, but with awareness. And
that's my new life motto.
And it also freed me from this, you know, inane quest to find my father, Otok.
Oh, yeah. You should find Otok.
Yeah, at some point you really got to get around to that. Activia, can I ask? I do see, I think I see behind you, it looks like a 2x4 with a bunch of eyeballs nailed into it. Is that your vision board?
That's my boyfriend.
Oh, no.
I am so sorry.
Oh, you're right. It's moving. I didn't notice that.
Oh, enchanté. I assume the board's enchanted?
Yeah, it's an enchanted board. And, you know, they said visualize what you want, and I said I want partnership in my life. I want love. Uh-huh. And so I visualized it, and all I could see was, you know, a 2x4 with some eyes, because I said the eyes are the window to the inside of the 2x4. So
the eyes have it.
There he is right there. You know, he doesn't talk much or eat or take me to dinner, but who needs it, you know? Love is love.
Does he have a name?
Woody.
Woody. Hi, Woody.
Greetings to thee, Woody. I am Usador, and I am pleased to make your acquaintance. Know this. You should take good care of our friend Activia, because she is a dear and trusted friend. And if you ever do anything to hurt her, I shall turn you into a 1x3.
That now, we don't normally threaten physical violence in this house. We have ascended past that, but I will back that up. Usador's a bad motherfucker. He will kill you. So, Woody, be on your P's and Q's, all right?
That's right.
Activia, can I say, and look, who am I? The last thing I want to do is to judge your new lease on life, but I do worry. Most of the effects seem to suggest that, are you dying? Like, physically, everything that's happening has me a little bit worried about you.
I mean, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this. I was hoping I wouldn't have to tell you all like this, because I wanted us to have more time together. Oh. In fact, I don't want you to see me like this at all. My body deteriorating, my mind getting more beautiful and clean and brilliant and washed. I want you guys to remember me how I was, but nicer.
Looking more closely, those aren't highlights. Just big chunks of your hair has fallen out.
Oh, yeah. We're stupid.
Oh.
No. None of you are stupid. You guys are being kind and not pointing out my obvious decrepitude.
No, listen, there's chunks of your hair falling out. Your shoulders are down by your ribs.
Skin is transparent.
But listen, you've never looked better.
Oh. Yes, I believe that if you believe you're dying, perhaps it's your mental state. Perhaps if you grab on to life again, Activia, choose to live, perhaps you can overcome the decrepit nature of your current body. Look at Woody there. I mean, I've looked at him a few times now. I keep looking away and I look back, and every time I look at him, I say, surely I can't look at Woody again. They can't strut out Woody a fourth or a fifth time.
That would be insane to keep telling a story about this same little Woody character. It doesn't make any sense, but yet it works. I look at Woody and I say, Woody has grabbed life by the tail, and Activia, you can do that too.
And also, I don't want to be rude, but this whole time it looks like there's a snake in his butt.
And Chunt and I also just wanted to say right now, please leave a message after the toad.
Beep. Talbot, hang up on everybody. Hang up on both of them.
All right, Arnie, it's just me and you now, I think, anyway.
And Talbot, and Chris, and Woody, and all those birds.
Those birds did come back. You already have my kitchen. What else do you want, birds? You already have the kitchen. What else do birds want? Do you think they want me? Do you think they know I'm in the state of entropy here? Just decay.
Oh, they do seem to be staring directly at you. And one of them is holding a fork and knife.
Oh, this is a bit grim, isn't it? I'm going to be eaten by giant birds. I don't know.
But Activia, all of your symptoms are so weird. Is that didn't come out as comforting as I thought it was going to. Maybe you're just like cursed, or there's some magic thing. Maybe this is just very easily reversed.
Are you saying that maybe it's something I can overcome with my mind and with my manifestation?
I don't know. I would think...
Is there a crystal for this?
That also reminds me. Chris, have you been doing this? He doesn't talk a lot, does he?
Sorry, I ate a grilled cheese sandwich and it was stuck in my throat. No, our deal is real simple. My name is Chris. She pays me a monthly fee and I give her certain powers. You know, she said she wanted her skin to clear up. I helped her with that.
Is that a power?
She said she wanted her shoulders to relax. I helped her with that. What's the other thing y'all think is wrong with her?
Well, your skin is turning translucent. We can see right through to your veins.
He mentioned that. And also the shoulders. I guess he just didn't mention what's going on with these birds, the carrion.
Oh, they just want a friend. They kind of like your vibe, so they want to carry you off and have a party if you're cool with that. I'm not with them, though, so, like, I don't speak for them, but, like, I do understand bird.
And so, Chris, you do have healing powers?
I mean, yeah, like, I can, but, like, it takes a minute, so, like, I just, you know, I mean, you know.
And do you, like, charge by the moonlight or charge by the hour, or how do you charge?
You know, like, the plane of energy that I be vibrating on, I don't really do money or a coin or anything anymore. You know, I just kind of go by, like, what's a person's aura, and then, like, I'll be like, cool, and then I'll do it, you know? So, like, for you, I'll be like, yeah. So, like, what you need, for instance?
Oh my gosh, here's my opportunity. Well, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a shapeshifter badger head on top of a decaying muscular body that washed ashore on the beach. I know that's kind of simple and straightforward and broad, but...
Yeah, tale as old as time.
I would love to have my old badger body back.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do a spell, but I'm also going to prescribe some follow-up treatment for you. Okay. So here go the spell. Wiffledy-waffledy, give this man Socrates. Make him smart, make him good. Give him what you think he should. Okay, there go the spell. But then,
Whoa.
When
you mentioned Socrates, an eagle almost dropped a tortoise on my head, I think.
Careful, but also you're welcome. So then, my recommendation for you going forward, juicing.
Oh, okay.
Drugs?
No, you know, juice from fruit. Just regular fruit.
Oh, fruit juice. Whoa, holy shit, I think my body's turning back to... Look at this! I'm a badger again!
Oh, wow, that is amazing. See, Chris is very good. You see why I pay him the toes.
Oh, Chris, thank you so much. I thought that was a storyline that was going to be drawn out for way too long, but thank goddesses we were able to wrap it up. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, ain't no thing. I'm here to wrap up whatever you need. Y'all mind if I finish my grilled cheese sandwich? It is getting cold and rubbery.
Oh, yes, enjoy that sandwich while it's still warm, Chris. Chuntworth, I'm so happy for you.
Oh, and Chris, make sure you chew, just because he was choking on his sandwich. Yeah, I'm happy for me, too. This is great.
Now that you're a badger again, Talbot, you can go.
That was very rude.
Did Chris just wrap up a lot of things for you suddenly? That's what he does. He shows up. We don't always know when or if he's going to speak. And then, you know, he fixes things for people. So maybe he can fix things for me.
Yeah. Arnie, you should have Chris wrap up this whole rune thing. The shattering.
Fix the shattering?
Well, not fix it, but wrap it up.
What's the difference between wrapping it up and fixing it?
I guess I don't know.
Talbot, stay here just in case.
These birds keep creeping ever closer to
me.
Do you guys
are.
Think, I mean, Chris said they just want a friend. Should I go with them? Like, are you guys cool? I don't mean to give you a task, but like, are you guys chill to like watch this castle if I bug off for a minute with these birds? Or like, is that cool? I don't know.
If that's the best thing for you, then certainly you should leave with the birds, and Arnie will gladly take care of the castle, and I can walk him through any magical mishaps that happen here.
Is it all right if I kind of rifle through Skullmaster's things a little bit?
I mean, like, look, we believe in full transparency, so, like, not only can you rifle through his things, but, like, he expects anyone who stays here to rifle through his things. We have no secrets amongst us. Have you met Skullmaster? He's a very blissed out guy.
Really? I just heard that he's very evil.
Yeah, he's both. Yeah, he's complicated. You know, he operates on a lot of different planes. But, don't know, these birds, they just keep... All right, guys. They're really getting close and, like, I don't know, I feel my heart pulling me towards them. Like, they're calling me. Maybe I should just give in, you know, follow my bliss and whatnot.
Your heart does seem to be slightly pulling out of your chest.
Yeah. My heart is leaning towards the birds, and they'll probably grab me by it and lift me up into the sky if I was them.
Oh, there they go. Oh, Activia. Oh, be careful.
I feel great. I feel like I'm transcending. I'm floating. I'm vibrating higher and higher.
Activia, I can't tell if this is really a good thing or you're just putting a positive spin on something truly terrifying.
What's the difference?
What wise words.
Wow, her heart really is taking her higher and higher. I'm hungry for marshmallows now.
Huh, I guess I gotta figure out what room I'm gonna stay in.
You've done it, Arnold.
Yeah?
You've done it. You're now the master of Skullmaster Castle. You're the most evil being in all of Strong Guy Island.
You're the master of the house, Arnie.
I'm the Skullmaster Castle Master?
That's right. Whoever controls Skullmaster Castle is the most powerful being on the whole island.
Oh, shit. Is that true, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, because, like, personally, I'm on a month-to-month, though, so I can get out whenever. I can leave now, or wait, we can hang out for a bit.
You got any more grilled cheese?
I could whip one up, yep.
But there's no kitchen.
No, I mean, I could just start a fire. You know, I'm resourceful.
Oh, all right.
You gotta pay the toll.
Oh, shit. What is the toll? It's still a little unclear.
You pay a toll to Chris. That's a Chris toll. And then I make you a grilled cheese sandwich. What's unclear about that?
I understand that it's your toll. But what is, like,
it's
what is it? What's the price?
It's a Chris toll. The price is what you make it. I mean, what is a Chris toll worth to you? A lot of money, right? They worth a lot of money. It's not something you can just go walk around and find on the ground somewhere and polish up and sell in a fancy store. A crystal is something that comes from heaven itself, so you gotta pay a lot of money for it, or else you're stupid and dumb and poor.
Just to be clear, we're talking about a grilled cheese sandwich here, right?
Hey, man, I don't think you're ready for this kind of a transparent relationship, so, like, I'm actually just gonna bounce, because I'm feeling, like, a lot of negative heat coming off your chakra, and, I don't know, I'm not hip to it, so I'm just gonna go.
Whoa, there's more birds carrying Chris away.
Chris, are you okay with this?
This is my ride.
I'm glad that happened because I gotta be honest, I was very close to selling my soul for a grilled cheese sandwich. Well, I guess I have a castle now.
Congratulations, Arnie. Is what I'd say if I was here right now.
God damn it.
Which I am not.
Have I just been having a parasocial relationship with some previously recorded material?
That's correct, Arnie. You've never, ever had a conversation with either one of us. Leave a message after the tone.
Oh, shit. I would have felt better about this if I still had a commute.
Usador, isn't this fun?
I'm having a wonderful time, pretending that we're not really here. I wish I could always pretend that I wasn't really here. You didn't hear that, did you, Arnie?
If you have an out for this episode, leave it after the beep.
Hi,
You've been listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern, the show that did for Talking Badgers what Serial did for Inconclusive Murder Trials. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Once Again Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Activia Barleyfoot was played by special guest Tawny Newsome. Check out Tawny's show, Star Trek Lower Deck, streaming now on CBS All Access. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Trisha, I know you've got a lot going on, but the Institute is yours if you need a place to crash.
Is that guy Lincoln still there?
He's either dead or still finishing The Last of Us 2.
I could use a rehearsal space. I wanted to reignite theater in this city with a series of monologues from historical Chicago figures.
You know, the Institute might be full up right now.
Moo. What's it like to be a cow who loves arson?
Actually, the Institute burned down.
Oh, that's perfect. I can use that.
Damn it.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.